Now, you're stuck with technology. They have a tendency to do some things they ain't normally doing. We're so glad to come before you tonight. I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, and I'm masked up. I want you to be masked up as well, because that's what it's all about. You got to stay on top of this thing, because we're not going to get a break till it's time to get a break. By the blessing of our Lord and the Savior, when he says it's time to break it off, we can break it off. But for the rest of this show, I just wanted everybody to see I'm masked up. I want you to be masked up. It's all about making sure. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Talking Sports Plus. We're going to talk some sports tonight. We're going to talk about some historical black colleges football that happened this past weekend, even though it wasn't but one game, but it happened because of the pandemic caused those games not to be played. You had the game between Alabama State University and Southern. Everybody seemed to say it was an awesome game. It ended up 24-21. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some things dealing specifically with basketball, the NCAA tournament that will be held in the bubble in Indianapolis and surrounding cities in Indiana. So you get ready to make sure you do the things you need to do to have an awesome time tonight. I'm just trying to take my mask off. Got to do a little breathing. Got to do a little that. I have to do that. But I just wanted everybody to see that the mask is important. Let's make sure we're wearing the mask. Don't let nobody convince us not to wear the mask, because that's what it's all about. It's being able to be on top of it. I want to thank all of those individuals joining us, Talking Sports Plus. We have Tasha Caldwell. Thank you so much. Nicole Davidson. Nicole, one of my former students down there from McKenzie School. So glad to have her. She's serving our country. Thank you for your service, Nicole. Thank you so much. Marvin Smith, one of my fraternity brothers, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you so much, Marvin. Check him out on Sundays. He's live with his gospel show, and I'm always just trying to support him as well. Denise Stephanie, ministry Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, Behind the Mask Ministry. She's with us, and she's quite supportive. Besides that, she comes on and help host when she get a minute here now and then, the show that we have at 1 o'clock called Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. So we look to have an awesome time tonight. So let's get ready to make this thing do what it do. Just get ready to get excited. You know, it's all about just taking time and just enjoying life. And that's what it's all about. So I want you to make sure you take this opportunity to be a part. Tanisha Bank Wilkes, thank you so much, Tanisha, for joining us. It's good to have you on here, and I want you to continue. I had my mask on. I tell everybody to mask up. You have to mask up. No matter if they tell you, we're gonna take away the mandate. It's not going to be mandatory. You make it mandatory. We got to do this thing block by block. We have around 43 to 47% of our deaths from COVID-19 is from African Americans. So we have to focus. I'm not saying that our audience is totally echo. We have audiences all over the world. Again, this is Talking Sports Plus. I am the host, Dr. Rosa D. Smith. If you want to be a part of this show, that's 347-857-4192. Press 1. We'll make sure we get you on the line. And you can offer your ideas about what we're talking about, offer your expertise. But I'm going to make sure I call out the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, or you can go to the web link, which is our radio station, WBSW Internet Talk Radio. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're heard in 18 countries, so we're glad to have an opportunity to come before you using this vessel to spread the word, and that's what it's all about. This sports talk show focus on the historical black colleges and universities, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. Now, we want you to understand that we want you to be comfortable while you're on our show. I know most of you just go out of work, or some of you able working from home, because a lot of us was resorted to going home and working when the pandemic hit. Some of us was able to go to work. Marquise Boyan, thank you so much. And that's Charlie Ousley, thank you so much for joining us. So I'm so glad for you taking this opportunity just to be a part of it. That's what it's all about. We're going to offer some awesome thoughts about sports. As soon as my team get a chance to call in, and we're doing this remote, I am in the studio. They are all over the country, all over the state, calling in and being a part of this show. And as soon as they can give us a call in, I'll make sure I do the introduction. But I run down simply how you can continue to connect. We're being broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, which is through our radio station. Then we're broadcast on Facebook, which is facebook.com/DRLODIBERTOSMITH. We have two vehicles being used, or two of our technology devices being used. Then we are broadcast for sure on Instagram. That's Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. So we're so excited to have a chance to come before you. You know, it's just a blessing. God gives us an opportunity to come and do what we're doing. So we're going to make it do what it do. So we're so thankful. Sometimes, you know, our devices act like they don't want to work. But you know what? We're not going to give up. We're going to keep on grinding. We're going to make it do what it do. So as soon as you want to jump on either one of those networks, you can. You know, we're now live on Instagram. I have to make adjustment in it. We're live on Blog Talk Radio, and look like we're for sure live on one of our Facebook. We've been at it about 30-some minutes because we're playing music, trying to get everybody all pumped up, get everybody ready. So, again, we want to thank each and every one of you. Now we have Renee Johnson Higginpat. Thank you so much for joining us, taking an opportunity. That's what it's all about. Now, if you want to email the show, you have an opportunity, talkingsportsplus@gmail.com. If you want to tweet the show, that's at the Smith Way Production, at WBSW_internet_radio. And we're so glad to have it out there. At Tremaine Edward, which is number 7. He's one of our co-hosts. We have Coach
Coach with a K underscore L underscore Smith. That's Coach Smith at Elliot Darrell with the number one at Talking Sports Plus with the number one. So you have a great opportunity to be a part of this. I've already mentioned that we're being broadcast on our radio station, which is WBSW Internet Talk Radio through Blog Talk Radio, Facebook. We have two devices operating, Facebook and Instagram. So we're going to kind of get this started, but I was trying to give my team a chance to kind of call in when they get an opportunity. I tell everybody, we're blessed to have these people volunteer. I try to do my best to try to put a few quarters in their pocket every now and then. Sometimes we run tight because sometimes that's the way it works. But since we have this contract under the WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, things will begin to grow a little bit more. We've been in existence since 2017. We started in September 2017, working out of South Florida. We're working out of Fort Lauderdale, Sunrise area, and also operating out of the Miami area. We was able to move up north and move into Alabama, which is actually my home, actually to come here and to be able to broadcast from out of Alabama. Now, it's so good to have an opportunity to do this. I'm really excited because God has blessed us with a vehicle to share the word. So if you got something to say, make sure you call in 347-857-4192. You can call in and just say, I'm checking you out. I like what you're doing. And that's always encouraging. Give our flowers you how we yet live. We can live much longer when we know people support what we're doing. Thank you so much. And I said that in a way. We have Evangelist underscore Jacqueline underscore D underscore Pruitt. Thank you so much, Evangelist Pruitt. Thank you for taking time to be a part of it. It's a blessing to have all of these evangelists, these ministers on this program, as well as these sometimes pastors, ministers. God is so good. And just individuals who are true Christian. And if you don't really feel like you are, just keep working because God's going to bless you. He's always in the presence. He's amongst you all time. So you have to take advantage of the opportunity when it comes before you. We're going to talk about COVID-19. Let's talk about COVID-19. Somehow we've been in it so long, we're fatigued now, but we can't give up now. As you listen to President Biden, he tells you, yes, we get the vaccine. You know, we paid to have every adult in this country to receive at least one dose of vaccine. Now, that's a choice. I don't go into that trying to tell you what to take. I know some of the mistrust. I know some of the historical things that just live with us as African Americans, specifically how we're dealing with the government. We have to, at times, we just don't trust them. But I tell you, it's a choice you have to make. Everybody going to have their reason why. They're going to sing a song. It's what you. But you need to investigate. If you're not getting enough information, you make the decision whether you want to or not. I'm not telling you to. I'm telling you not to take it. I'm not going to do a lot of people come on the show and come on these various talking heads and calling us talking about, well, I took the shot and nothing happened to me. That's your choice you made. But it might not be the same for everybody. So what you choose to do is what you. COVID-19, coronavirus, spring sports in 2021. So we're so glad to be able to talk a little bit about some spring. We got several topics on here. We're going to share some thoughts in regards to those topics. We have the coaching corner there. We always focus on that. We go to the coaches corner and we pull out some very important things that focus on what's going on in sports today. Our first area we're going to look at is some NFL area. We're going to look at Deshaun Watson, Dak Prescott, and Russell Wilson. They are the face of Patrick Mahomes as well, the face at the quarterback position, besides Tom Brady, of NFL quarterbacks. And all of them are asking some kind of something to happen so they can stay in their place or leave their place. Deshaun Watson has decided that he no longer will be a part of the Houston Texans. He wants to be traded. We want to talk about what kind of impact that'll be if Deshaun Watson is traded from Houston. We already know unless they get a trade where a quarterback, whether it's an upcoming quarterback, but has that ability to kind of take Houston and be a leader there, even though that person is young, then Houston won't fall far. But they're in a tough division, and they got to have a tough challenge going on because they're with the Indianapolis Colts, and there's no joke with them. They're moving forward, and they went with Carson Wentz. Everybody criticizing, but I think this person will restore that opportunity. We have, and look like I can't get my people to, oh, here they go, trying to get one of my individuals to lock in, and I hope I have him. Brother Stalworth, are you on there? Can you hear me?
I am.
Come on, man. I've been waiting to know whether my system working over here. Seems like it's working. Thank you, my brother, so much for joining us. Let me take this opportunity to introduce an awesome young man. He just joined us. So glad he just said, I am, and I'm so glad for him. This young man worked extremely hard with young people for years after years, from just as a coach, as a teacher, working with young people, protecting them, providing them with the insight so they could be successful citizens in our society. Moving from an educator as a teacher, moving to as a coach, from a coach to an administrator, and then to the point of serving in one of the most prominent roles in Alabama High School Athletic Association. We call as second man in charge. Sometimes we have to step up and be in charge when things happen. So in other words, he retired in 2018. He said, well, I want to continue to be a part of this. I'm going to continue to be with you, frat. I'm so proud to have him as a member of my fraternity. It's good to have him. But none other than Touchdown Tony Stalworth, we call him, and he earned his name 10 or 15 years ago because he was on an afternoon, a Friday afternoon show, evening show, and they was talking sports with another one of our co-hosts and radio personality, our fraternity brother as well, Daryl E-Train Elliott. None other than Coach Tony Stalworth. How you doing, Coach Stalworth?
My brother, glad to be here tonight. Finally got some downtime and decided to, get back to where I'm doing something I like to do, share some things in sports talk. Glad to be here.
Awesome,
glad to be here.
Awesome. I'm glad to have you, man. I tell you, it's so important to come and have as our team join us one by one. Thank you, Brother Stalworth, for doing that. As I said, Brother Stalworth is a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, as well as Daryl E-Train Elliott, our radio personality from the Big KD, known in 94.1, 96.5, and many other stations that's associated with him. He joins us from time to time. If not, he just offers his expertise, and that's how important it is to have those individuals around you. We also have our other co-host. I see him on Facebook, Brother Stalworth, but I don't hear him calling in. None other than our fraternity brother, Marvin Smith. Brother Marvin Smith, I see him on Facebook. I gave him a shout-out. He might be doing something else, but I want him to be able to just hit us up. He can type in the comments, man. I'm with you. I can't talk with very much, but type in your comments, Brother Marvin Smith, because you are part of this team. We also have joined us, and as I mentioned, I gave more or less the Twitter account for this young man. He's a coach out of North Alabama. Hold up, brother. Music just started playing around here, boy. you know, you got to be careful around here. Somebody else be trying to operate there, but see, we blame it out, leave it our Lord and Savior. So when the devil tried to take over, God said, I'm going to put the pin in that. You saw what he did? Shut it down. And that's what it's all about. He's going to shut it down. Hell's from North Alabama. None other. Who we call the king. The young man that has 6 girls junior high basketball championship, 5 boys junior high basketball championship, 2 football championship, none other than our coach Tremaine Edwards out of North Alabama. From Central Alabama, we have some awesome individuals. And I mentioned Marvin Smith. He's in South Central Alabama. We'll just put him in the Central Park, as well as we have 2 young ladies that's joined us from time to time. We've mentioned their Twitter account, mentioned one of them, that's Coach with a K, Lauren B. Smith. She's joining us, but I know where she is. She has a softball game tonight, Brother Stalworth, so she's got a knock on wind that got a team right there knocking at softball. She's a middle school softball head coach. This is the first year in Montgomery in the middle school to actually have softball at the middle school and having those young ladies having a chance to play softball. So you see the direction they're moving. So she has a first game tonight. She's playing her game over there at Fane Park. So we're going to pray for her to be successful her and the athletic director worked as a team on it, as Coach Feasta and Coach Smith. So Coach Smith is not here because she's out there grinding, trying to make it do what it do. And Brother Starworth, as many of you all know, we did the same thing. We grind for year after year and after year, and that's what it takes. Sometimes you coach things you don't know nothing about, but you know your impact being there is so important. So that's what we're talking about, sports right now. And another young lady has joined us, and she explained to me what she was doing. This young lady is an author. She's a life coach. She's also an owner of a professional organization. They're semi-professional, but they are professional, and that's none other than Coach Sarita Duncan. She came a couple times, but she told me, she said, now, we get the gym, and I can't let them go to the gym without being able to help the owner sometimes standing by. So they was able to get a gym, and on Wednesday night is one of those nights they practice and so they can play on the weekend. So we look forward to her to flipping and doing it, trying to make sure we want to congratulate all of these individuals for making sure they make an impact in our young people's life. All right, Brother Starworth, before I really move forth, I want to first congratulate Senator Kurt Hatchett, the Senate seat, District 26, in the state of Alabama. We want to say he's our voice, he's our vision. He has honesty, transparent, he's ethical. Congratulations, folks. They said they have to certify, but he had over 4,800 votes. Yesterday was the election for the state Senate seat, 26. He had 4,800 plus, and his opponent had 1,900. So once they certify, we want to congratulate Kurt Hatchett because he came on our show three or four times on our Monday night show. He's been supported. So we're going to say congratulations to Kurt Hatchett. Let me put that. He was the House of Representatives for District 78. So we was that House of Representatives at one time. Now he's a state senator. And it's not like we have a whole lot of state senators of African American. So congratulate Senator Kurt Hatchett for doing the things he's doing out there, want to make change. All right, the last person I want to make sure and last thing I want to do, Brother Starworth, I always try to do a Black History moment. Talk about those brothers that associated with Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. And I want to, that made history, making history, none other than our fraternity brother, Blair Underwood. And a lot of you know who Blair Underwood is. He's a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. He's an actor. He does so many things. You haven't seen him in a couple of movies dealing with Tyler Perry. You haven't seen him in many movies throughout his time. None other than our fraternity brother, Blair Underwood. Congratulations on this Black History moment for what you're doing, Blair Underwood. Brother Blair
also
Underwood.
Dr. Smith, want to recognize our love and beyond notable brother, Brother John Lewis, Congressman, which I'm proud to say is a part of the family where I attend church. And what's so historical presently about what our brother's done is the university there has named a building in his honor.
Awesome.
Drum major for justice.
There we go. And all about good trouble. You got to remember that good trouble. Let it all be in good trouble. And we actually have a program that we kicked off the beginning of the month talking about good trouble. Be a part of it. Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, we recognize Brother Blair Underwood, an actor, as well as Brother Dr. John Robert Lewis, author of Good Trouble. So we are so excited to be a part of it, but we want to do our historic Black History moment. Everybody talking about, you're going to do it in February, that we're going to do it when we want to do it. Because we make history every day, and we're so glad
about
that.
And we do it as long as we want to do it.
We're going to do it as long as we want to do it, so we want to recognize those individuals. We want to give a shout-out to our sister, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. That's Rachel Robinson out of the the great state of Florida, in northern Florida, at Tallahassee. She works at Florida A&M, Florida A&M University. She said, FAMU, it got stuck there. She going to give me a hard time. I know she going to do it. She going to call and check in. You couldn't remember. I said, ah, I lost my train of thought right there. But Brother Starward, let's kind of get this thing started so we can meet our deadline like we're moving forward. Hopefully some other ones call in and be a part of this. We want to look at, as I start off talking about these quarterbacks, the black quarterbacks who began to realize the power they have and make an impact and making news in the NFL, starting with Deshaun Watson, Dak Prescott, and Russell Wilson. We just want to get your thoughts in regard to either asking for a trade or demanding a trade. What kind of impact will this have on what effect would that on the quarterback position, as well as a African-American black quarterback, African-American quarterback in the NFL? Just want to get your thoughts on that, and I'll follow up right behind.
I think the biggest issue we need to be confronted with is the reason why, and the effect will follow it. I think if you look at it, these quarterbacks here, money ain't the real, real issue. I think what has led each one of them to see is that, let's go back to the running back at Dallas. He started that train, right, when he held out, got his money. And if the quarterback position is going to be the number one position on the team, the most important person, of course, they should be paid. But the next thing is, these quarterbacks are all really, really quietly inquiring a voice in, making sure that they are surrounded with quality players so they can have longevity in the league. Because there's no guaranteed money, and getting into situations where injuries acquire, quarterback career can be very short. Very nobly, all three of these quarterbacks, Deshaun Watson, Dak Prescott, and Russell Wilson, are high character guys. High integrity guys, and I think that should be taken in consideration, not in so much of what they are trying to do, is who's doing it. And I think we'll see a turn in the century, because if you look at Deshaun, Dak, and Russell, and look at the quarterbacks like Tua, and all the quarterbacks that just came in the last two or three years in the league. These guys fall in, even though our numbers are small. We need to make our business big. And the bigger the business, so to speak, the better the product will be. So I think what they're doing will have some effect on making sure that our younger Afro-American quarterbacks at that position can be looked at like the quarterbacks in the Caucasian era. I mean, I'm not going to take anything from Tom Brady, because Tom Brady started lowly and behold and earned his. I'm going to give him credit for that and still earn it. But it's a platform that I think with these high-character guys, and I respect them the utmost because of who they are, to set a pattern. So because we're having a lot of black quarterbacks coming in now, I don't know whether anybody look at it or not, but I think what they're saying is, hey, let's hold up now. Let's wait a minute. We ain't got to be in no hurry. Let's make sure that we can be the forefront for our young brothers that's coming in now. So that's the effect that it will have on the league. And an effect on the positions is, hey, you don't pay up, you'll find out how valuable they are on that team, because wherever they go, they're gonna be positive, you know, in their leadership and in their ability.
Awesome. And I tell you now, you know, let's kind of, and I'll share with individuals, some people may not follow sports as much as Coach Starworth and the many other individuals on here do. Just go back. I can go back to the 70s. Some of you may not have been born in the 70s. When Joe 747 Adams come out of Tennessee State, set in all kind of passing records and rushing records, he was told he could never make it in the NFL because he was not willing to stand up there in the pocket. Fast forward to 2021, and those three quarterbacks, think about those three quarterbacks, they did this, do the same thing or doing the same thing that Joe 747 Adams did. They can hit pinpoint a pass and they can run. You see how things, black quarterbacks weren't even allowed to be in the league and stay in the league because they said they ran too much. They wouldn't stay in the pocket. They wanted them to be statues, and it's a clock in your head telling them, I'm not going to stand here forever to get creamed and get injured. You know, even Tom Brady have to run every now and then. But the bottom line is, I want to take history. I want to look back in history to the 70s, because you're talking around 76, 77, 77. I wasn't even born then. But you got to know your history so you know your present and definitely know what your future is going to be. Joe 747 Adams was told he could never be a quarterback, a starting quarterback in the NFL because he ran out of the pocket. They wanted him, and that was the mentality for the last 50 years. That's been the mentality. Now, the quarterback we're talking about being named, Deshaun Watson, Dak Prescott, and Russell Wilson can do all that. That's part of their livelihood. That's the way that it makes an impact. So we can see how things are changing, and that's what we got to realize. Those individuals, power is gained because what they was told from 50 years ago that we couldn't do, now you have to have a quarterback like that. Lamar Jackson, everybody, and Brother Stallworth can attest to this. Lamar Jackson was drafted the last quarterback out of that draft.
That's right.
They drafted everybody, but you know what they say? He could be a good receiver. But what has he done?
Yeah.
He was the MVP last year. I'm talking about in 1920. Using his legs and using his arm. This is what the history we have to make sure we focus on. We're going to focus. That's why we said the power to go with each of those quarterbacks, because what they're saying, if you can't give me what I need, I want to be traded. Russell Wilson came out and said that he'd been sacked too many times. He'd been sacked, I think, over 50 times or something like that. Whatever, it was more than anybody ever in the sack, but also in the league. He was saying, get me a better line. So when he put it out, his agent put it out that he's looking for looking at 14, all of a sudden everybody's scrambling around. We ain't talking about it. Russell Wilson brought you what? NFL championship and went to one, even though he lost to New England Patriots. But he said, I'm not comfortable. You're putting the stress on me, so I have the power to decide how long I play this, not you. This is what's happening. We want to talk about the black quarterback getting the power that always been in the hand of the majority of the Caucasian individuals, always been in their hand. These three black quarterbacks are doing something never has happened in the NFL. They are demanding things out of these owners and these presidents, these general manager, to protect me if we want to continue winning. Because they're high quality. They're high calorie players. All three of those up in that top five, top six, or top seven. Think about it now. And now they're changing the face of the NFL. That's the kind of effect we're going to have. They'll have on it. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. I actually want to know how you feel about it. You can talk with Coach Stallworth and myself as we're looking at certain topics that focus on what's going on in sports today. We're going to talk about the historical black college in a minute, as well as high school and middle school. We're going to move the agenda. We're going to kind of move it a little forward, Brother Star. We're going to move to a little basketball now. We're going to talk about the University of Alabama men's basketball team winning the regular season SEC championship. Possibility could be a number two seat in the NCAA March Madness. What is the big turnaround right there, Coach? I know they have a coach, but I thought the other two coaches could somehow get them there, but they couldn't. But Nate Oates is the coach. You know, truly, what's your thoughts on University of Alabama having the type of success that they're having and what they possibly going to have in the future as well?
The style of play that Coach Oates brought to the University of Alabama felt suit for the athletes that they recruited. Having two notable players to return that could have possibly gone into the draft, if not late first round, high second, being the kid from down Greensboro, what's his name?
Herb Jones.
Left-handed kid. I can't.
Herb,
Herb Jones. I know his dad real well. The dad named Herbert Jones. Herbert Jones and Petty. And I think what you have to look at with Alabama is really using the same type of system of play that's really going forward in it's really with the same type of system of play that people don't realize it's the same system of play that Auburn used the last 2 years.
Yes,
where they used the 3-point play, aggressive defense, and played a multiplicity of players that just simply wore you down. I think that that has put them in a position, and then to go and to sign one of the top players, not only in the state of Alabama, but in the nation, in J.D. Davidson from Calhoun.
Yes, yes, sir.
Standards extremely high, and also the expectation. And if you notice, the coach got rewarded real well, too, on that 7-year deal. That contract extension. I think what has happened in Alabama is, first of all, you're in an environment that where winning is one of those situations that everybody expects. And when you start bringing a little bit in and bringing in a coach like Oates and having those two players, Herb Jones and Petty, to remain, and Reese too as well, has really given them an opportunity to compete. And I'll tell you something else, too. And I said this about football, Dr. Smith. Alabama the SEC was one of the programs in both football and basketball to not really forward their schedules. They went ahead and took all the cautionary measures. Of course, they respected the fan capacity, but they took all the precautionary measures, took care of their athletes, played their season, and that gained them a lot of an edge going forward. When you can go into the tournament in these days on the pandemic being 21-6 or whatever, or just to say win 20 games, you've done something right, because a lot of these schools now are looking at 15 games, Duke and all of them down there with 11 and 12. And no discredit to them, because that pandemic hit certain areas a lot harder than it did others. But being setting the standards the way the SEC did gave Alabama an opportunity to not only unite the new coach and embrace the new coach, but to create a winning atmosphere there. And I'm so glad there, because it's been known for football for a long time. Since the days of Wendell Hustle and all of them, it's been all football.
Yes, sir.
So basketball is back at the University of Alabama. In fact, I spoke to Coach Pettaway this morning, and we talked periodically. Yeah. I gave him credit for really doing a good thing in our area down here, getting JD this year, and then getting 4 years out of Dante Hall, which have just signed with Toronto Raptors G League, 10 days. So 10 days here, 10 days there means somebody looking at you.
Exactly. And I'm glad you said that by Coach Petway. The young man his true heart is locked at the University of Alabama, from being a player to being assistant coach for how many coaches? I can count up. I know for sure. I think he came with maybe Mark Godfrey. It might have been before that, but he's been there with, I know, Avery Johnson. he's a stabilizing force, and he's also with the other young man that's up there, one of the schools up there, Buffalo, somewhere, not Buffalo, but one of the schools, Anthony Grant. You remember Anthony Grant was the coach?
Yeah, he's at Dayton.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I couldn't think of the name of it. But he's been, Petway has been that glue that attacks.
And he played at the University of Alabama.
And played at the University of Alabama. Played at the University of Alabama, and also had an opportunity to coach. Like, I think he started with Mark Godfrey, and went from Mark Godfrey up to Anthony Grant, from Anthony Grant to Avery Johnson, and Avery Johnson. And each one of them stayed 1 year now. They stayed 2 to 3 years, so he's been there.
Mm-hmm.
He's been there a minute, and that's the difference. Individuals know he can go into people's homes, or go into when they're able to go because of COVID-19. They can't go, but they'll know him because he's been there for at least 12 years or more.
Mm-hmm.
So we
applaud
that decision. You know, some people don't. You got to keep one coach that's, you know, the glue to keep you and the community connected. You can't clean out the whole staff and leave nobody that can connect you with the community. See, everybody look up there because some of those guys came as freshmen, knows only Anthony Pettway. And only know Pettway because he was one of the recruiters some of them. That keeps your program.
Mm-hmm.
And Coach Nate Oak realized that. That's why they play at a high level. I believe they will play at a high level next year because I still think they got some awesome little guards. Those guards is something to deal with. And
then
when they get this true, this true real ball player that can play on any level, could be close to a generational player. And JD, I think they're gonna be right back up in the hunt next year. They're gonna be right up in there. So that's what's happening with the University of Alabama. We applaud them. Congratulations on winning the SEC regular season basketball championship. Getting ready for the tournament. And moving forward. All right, Coach Starr, we're going to move quickly. Let's move to the opening week of the SWAC, Spring Football 2021. It was so amazing. Everybody was pumped up, ready to go on the weekend before they played the opening weekend, which was the 26th. You had Jackson State play that Sunday of that weekend, and when they played Edward Water, and they beat them like 53-0. And the only thing that, you know, we excited for Jackson State, but the disheartening thing was Edward Water coach got fired. They fired him after that 53-0. But we're talking about the first week of the SWAC. There were several teams scheduled games with teams scheduled to play, but the biggest impact is what we're talking about, COVID-19. COVID-19 took its toll on the first week of the SWAC. We're going to talk about the one game that was played, but it took a toll on all the other games because you got 10 teams in the conference. Alcorn forfeit every game they're going to play in the spring, so Alabama A&M earned them a win, so they didn't have to play. But you had Jackson State scheduled to play Mississippi Valley, or either it was a host of teams to play, but all of them was unable to play because of contract tracing or somebody was infected on one of those teams. So the only game that was able to be played, and that was Alabama State University and Southern University. Coach Stallworth, if you want to just kind of share some thoughts on that, Alabama State and Southern, and I'll come right in and add some more.
The thing that stood out the most with me in that contest was the stability and the leadership of the quarterback Nettles. You know, and I know coming from Hillcrest High School, it's an unfortunate situation because if you go back and look at the history of that young man, he tore his ACL in his senior year. He was a quarterback. And also that team had a chance to go on in basketball. He was the starting 3-4 man on that team, so down and mentally prepare himself for the next level because there was no more high school and postseason for him because of that devastating injury. I know his mother real well. He lost his father in a tough accident back some years ago. His father was a coach as well, and a quality young man, and Alabama State is very fortunate to have that type of leadership at that position. I think Alabama State did some good things on defense in that contest. I like the fact that when it seemed as if a pursuit was being made, they were able to counter. Came up short in a few areas, but I guess you have to be careful how you grade and go back and say how much you appreciate being able to see some football, even if you got to see it in the spring. But
yes,
I think that the future of Alabama State University under the leadership there and also some of the things that I saw are different and welcoming, too. And I'm looking very, very forward for it in the near future. I don't think it's going to be much longevity in spring. I think they'll get through it because the numbers are going down, and thank God for the vaccine. But I'm just glad that I want to say that the community of Montgomery needed that bad, because Alabama State University football in Montgomery, especially home games, is one of the things that brings people together, because we don't have the old Turkey Day Classic anymore. So that game was very meaningful. I even saw, I think I told you, Dr. Smith, saw people ride by that afternoon with their black and gold banners and things, shakers on, and just so glad to see it. So we welcome it back at whatever way we can get it, man. I really enjoyed what I was able to witness. I didn't make the contest, but I kind of kept up with it social media-wise.
Awesome, awesome. I tell you, Coach, this is something I'm really glad they did play and they didn't opt out like Alcorn did. Now, it's an advantage for those teams that's opting out as well. I'm not going to take that away from them. The advantage is that your turnaround won't be so quick. But schools like the Alabama State needs to play, because they had to search and find out where their quarterback going to be. And
that's
they
right.
found
that's
out
right.
what the quarterback. See, this is the spring. It's just like spring training. These spring
that's
season
is
for them to find out who they're going to come into the fall with, because when they come into the fall, they got to be ready to play, because this conference is going to change in the fall. And definitely Eastern Division, because you have two other schools that are going to be addition to this conference. That's Bethune-Cookman of Florida A&M coming in the conference on the east side, where Alabama State, Alabama A&M, Mississippi Valley, and Jackson State coming. And Jackson State is blowing up too as well. So they need this spring. They need this spring to identify who that's going to play. But the other thing about that, Brother Starworth, is these players don't lose a year at eligibility. So they're coming back. If they were a sophomore, they're coming back as a sophomore in the fall. They're coming back as a junior, as a redshirt senior. They can come back another year, come as a graduate student. You can transfer from a school and be a graduate student and not lose
that's
a year.
Right.
So this spring is good for them. It's awesome. If they don't win a ball game, they've been prepared themselves for the fall, because the fellas know, now I got to go to work, got to get in this weight room, I got to go ahead and get into the skull session, I got to learn this, because we know we got a quarterback now, we know we got a running back, we know we got a steady offensive line, we got a very aggressive defense, our secondary is real strong. So the thing about coming in the fall, because they have to be ready, they can't come in half-stepping in the fall, because with the addition of Florida A&M and Bethune-Cookman and Alcorn, which is moving to the west, sitting down resting their bodies, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. So you need this spring, all the team. And ASU, one game up on everybody else. Think about it. Now they're going to take this, supposed to have an open weekend there where teams could find somebody to play, but they may have to play that game then if they're not scared to play somebody. So to get the 5 or 6 game in is good. I'm sorry. I see it. If nobody show up in the stadium, as long as they can get a chance to play, that's what they need in a competitive nature. It's all about them playing and getting better, not about how many people you fill the stadium with. And we have to we talk about COVID-19. It is a challenge. Everybody don't see it the way some people see it. They're not going to show up. We can't get them show up on a rainy day, Coach Starworth, if it's raining.
That's true.
So with this going on, and even with the vaccine, you still got people that are doubting should they be there. And you're not going. And I know Laura fans I didn't talk to, they're just not going right. So let's use this, not focus on the fans being in the stadium, focus about them getting a chance to play in competitive nature for 6 weeks. They need competition during the 6 weeks. That's the plus about this spring football. And ASU got a jump start like Jackson State. They ain't played a game now. The second game when you make your changes, these other teams haven't played a game yet. And Southern, they haven't played a game. So they got to come in and play, because I think Alabama State is on the road twice. Then either on the road once and come back here, they got a chance to get it together and be able to do some more improvement with their quarterback. But that was the key thing. Who going to quarterback? We got two quarterbacks over here. Now we know who's going to quarterback. Now that made it through without getting hurt. Because you remember last year in 19, they had the idea on Pearson, and he got hurt in the first game against UAB. So they had to kind of work through this thing. Now they got a quarterback, and he will be nothing but a freshman. Think about it, because he don't lose this year, but he get to play this
Dr. Smith,
yes, sir.
Yeah, I want to reiterate, because you made a very, very good point that make a whole lot of sense. Alabama State was needed to be into a not just spring among themselves, black and gold. They need to be in a competitive environment at the cost of not losing a season.
That's right.
So everybody don't have the same agenda.
Yes, sir.
And some of them simply just want to protect what they have. So when and use the rest period, and they can use in-house spring because they already capable athletes that are returning, a good recruiting class come in. But Alabama State was in search of finding identity, whereas the other schools had identity and they needed to play.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we got to keep that in mind. Now, one other thing to add to that, those teams, even though they're not playing, they still practice just like a spring.
That's right.
They just opt out playing. See, FAMU and Bethune-Cookman having spring training. And Alcorn. Just keep that in mind. So they ain't sitting down not doing nothing. They going through the same spring because you got that option. That's the thing that goes along with that, see. Because they're not playing, they're still going to be able to practice. They're going to be able to do their spring and have a black and gold, a green and gold, a green and gold game at the end. So they're going to get a chance, too. So they're improving as well. So it's so many good things about it, and they don't lose a season or eligibility either. So we have to keep that in mind. This is what the SWAT, this is what this year of the pandemic, COVID-19, is all about. And if it don't go tomorrow, you still got to work from where you are. You got to make sure you be focused on being responsible, protecting each other, so we don't further the problem. And I don't even want to talk about the Texas and the Mississippi situation. I don't even talk about that. And, you know, it's just so it's just crazy. Call in numbers 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I will make sure I get you on the line. I identify with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number and ask you to offer your location and your expertise. Quickly, we're going to jump on this women's basketball, coach. You know, I'm excited. You know, I got some standings here, and it's so good to have these standings. And we want to talk about specifically one school that's in this SWAC that's having an outstanding season that is just it rolling in the women. And that's who was under the gun. That coach was under the gun. Both of the coaches at the university was under the gun. You know, they didn't want to give them a contract. They wanted them to see what they're capable of doing. And this coach came out and come out hard during a shortened practice season, didn't have no games before, really no games before the season started in January. And they come out at this point, their record as of today, if I'm reading correct, they stand, Alabama State University stand, they're in second place now. They're in second place. Not in first place, but in second place with a 13-2 record in the SWAC. That ain't no joke.
And no, it's not. No,
Jackson
it's not.
State is got a 12-1 record in the SWAC. So it could be the gunfire, and I'm not literally talking about somebody shooting, but they was under the gun. They would not give them an extension. They had to win so many games. The same thing applies to the football coach, too. I want you to keep in mind, even though it ain't the season can count, he still has to be competitive enough because he had a one-year extension, just like the basketball coach has, women's basketball coach. So it's a challenge, but for them to go out there and perform at the level during COVID-19, not to give up some games like some people doing. I'm reading teams had to give up games today in the ACC. You know, we have other people get up. And Coach Starr can attest even on the high school. It affects high schools, too. We had a team that
That's
could
so
get
true.
Real competitive and possibly winning a state championship, but because they had a player that was tested positive, they had to be pulled from the tournament. And the team that they would have been playing got a forfeit and moved on. So COVID-19 is affecting sports, and we can't act like it's not doing it. We have to keep that in mind. It's affecting some of the things goes on, how you put the capacity of seating capacity in a complex. It's affecting that. It's going to affect coming up with the March Madness because they're going to have a bubble. They're having a bubble site. Everybody going to Indiana, Indianapolis, and the surrounding area to play the NCAA tournament. So COVID-19 is affecting spring sports in 2021. And that's what our title and our topic is all about. And we're focusing on it. Coach, you want to jump in with that with Coach?
In essence of time, you know, I see because we got to move on, so I need to hit a little bit of this high school tournament. But here's the thing. I think the stability of the staff, of the women's staff at Alabama State University, even though they were under the gun, if you're under the gun and you're young and you just fighting them to keep your job, sometimes you get a little rattled. Them being under the gun at the age they are, they all the crust of the coaching staff could simply retire if they choose to. I think they steadfast and those coaches there have been together for a while and you know sometimes coaches being together and you made the statement earlier sometimes just cleaning the whole house sometimes just don't get it done. And those coaches have been there, and they've been competitive to a certain extent. They've had ups and downs, but through it all, they stayed steadfast. And I'm going to say this with the respect of it. When you put alumni in places like on capacity like that, and they give you all they have, you know, even when you put them under the gun, you don't put them under pressure. They go and about their business because they have so much loyalty for the university and have played there. So kudos to them. Congratulations to them. And they've always done a respectable job. I give them credit for that. But to be under the gun is the terminology you use, Dr. Smith, and to be successful, maybe the gun needs to stay loaded.
Come on now. It needs to be caught and ready to go. Try to make sure they do. But that's what it's all about. We're talking about them. Congratulations to Alabama State University with their 13-2 record. At this point of the season, we're in the last week of a SWAC play. Jackson State, Alabama A&M is in third place with 8-3 and Southern in fourth place on the women's side. On the men's side, Prairie View is 11-0. And Jackson State is 9-0. Alabama A&M is 4-7. Alabama State is 4-12. So that's how the basketball stands in the SWAC. We have the MEAC standing as well. We have Norfolk State, 8-4, leading the conference on the north side. Then on the east side, Florida A&M is playing. And you have North Carolina A&T 7-1, and Florida A&M is 6-4 in the MEAC. The CIAA opted out, SIAC opted out. So those conferences are part of the historical black colleges opted out. We're going to get to high school right now. Brother Starwell, if you want to kind of jump in now and just take the next 10 minutes and kind of share some thoughts about what's going on with the high school.
I'm going to do championships in 6A today, and I want to say this, but Coach Harris had called up Montgomery. I even called her and gave her congratulations, because I remember when I was at the association, she always showed a lot of commitment to her girls' program. In fact, she's a product of the Alabama State University staff, which we just talked about. Very hard-fought game today. Lost to Hazel Green. Of course, Hazel Green has a sound traditional program with Tim Miller, but Hazel Green won that 6A championship over Carver. And, of course, our 6A, I mean, looking at, I'll just say boys, Spanish Fort and Mountain Brook. Mountain Brook was able to emerge on that even without Bucky. Bucky's no longer there. Bucky's down at Stanford University now and took a staff with him. Hoover. Kudos to Hoover. The girl coach at Hoover won a championship as a player, won two as an assistant, now has won three as a head coach.
Come on now.
That's some of that Hall of Fame type action there now. And of course, Oak Mountain Enterprise. Enterprise did very well, put up a great effort, but fell short to Oak Mountain. I was able to witness the Lynette and Hatton Gannett defeated Haddon, which will play the winner of Calhoun Midfield. JD and his boys went into the midfield game, fought and fought to the end. JD came out with 44 points, but were defeated. I'm going to say this about JD, and midfield got a very good program. Traditionally for winning. Let me tell you what I admire about midfield today. Even though midfield whole entire coaching staff gone to Pinson Valley, part of it anyway, not the entire. I saw them keeping the traditional alive. Those brothers come out there with those suits on, dress and coordinate, and they on that sideline with those championship rings on, with their arms folded, saying, "I can see in their eyes saying, okay, we got this."
Yes, sir, brother.
I think JD Davidson should be commended because he played here in our area. He has played every contest with a willingness to win. And I just saw a young man that gave it all he had and just didn't have any more to give. And I'm going to tell you what I liked the most at the end of that contest. He went over and he embraced the team that showed an extreme sportsmanship. Embrace the players that won. And I'm sure most of those players have played together during the AAU competition as well.
Yeah.
But there's plenty more competitions for tomorrow. You got Rogers versus Anderson in the 4A at 9. Booker T. Washington, which is up Tuskegee. Got Anderson, 11:30. Then you got Mae Jemison's girls. Got Carver Birmingham. And Carver Birmingham is strong this year. And then you got Lee Huntsville at 4:30 night cap taking on Ramsey. And that will be one there, buddy. I can tell you that. And, of course, moving into Friday, Prepper Christian. Prepper Christian was a little bit of a shout-out team this year, but have shown a tremendous stride. And I've watched them build over the last 3 years, taking on Sylvania at 9, and the boys, Montgomery Catholic. I think Montgomery Catholic, that's Coach Curry, am I right? Dr. Smith,
yeah.
Coach Curry, used to be the Alabama State University, used to be down to Troy, and used to be down, did a great job down in Junior College.
And he was at Lee.
And Lee, yeah, he's been around.
Probably Lee High School, he sure is, yes.
That's right. He's taking on Fife. He's 21-5, 21-6, and then 1A, you got Marion County, 29-7, taking on Skyline. I'm familiar with Skyline. I had them back in the days. And Bell Green, I had them back in the days as well, on the board, taking on Targaville. Targaville.
Yes, sir.
So that's gonna be a great one. And, of course, into Saturday, if our listeners are concerned, the girls' 2A championship will be at 9, and the boys' championship will be at 11:30 a.m. So, kudos to the Alabama High School Athletic Association for their means of keeping COVID best practices to all of our schools, and then we're able to fulfill our two largest revenue sports, being that of football as well as basketball, into championship play. I think they should be commended for that, for their expertise in planning. You know, planning is one of the things that creates mobility, but if you plan and you can't implement the plan, then the plan will fail. So nobody needs to plan to fail. So I want to say congratulations to the Alabama High School Athletic Association and all the teams that were made it, and of course, those teams that were unfortunate because of certain things that you mentioned, Dr. Smith, pandemic, et cetera. Hey, sometimes the chips fall where they may.
Yes, sir. Awesome. I tell you, Brother Stallworth, you hit it on the head. You know, we want to congratulations to all those teams that was able to fulfill a season starting from day up to now. Some games had to be forfeit. Some games had to be postponed. In high school, they worked through it. Some of their teams had COVID-19, and they had to be contract tracing. There's a lot of things these young people went through to get to where they are. And we're going to say hoorah, congratulations to all of those teams that was able to win championship. You know, Star, if I had something I added to my little system that I wanted to do right quick, and hope we can give them, hopefully I can get it to come out and you can hear it, and it's called a hand clap. We're going to hand clap those. Come on now. Sound effect. Come on, sir.
That's all right.
Hand clap. Awesome. That's what we're talking about. To those young people, their parents, their community, their schools, their administrators, their coaches, their teachers, all of them took the challenge because it was a challenge and it's still a challenge. We just got to keep in mind if we want to truly, truly do as our president says, we got to be vigilant about following what we have in order and what our scientists say. Just simply said, we asked the question, when do you think we're going to be back to normal? He said, a possibility we can be in early 22. Nothing wrong with that. Don't feel bad. We have to make adjustments. Some schools are planning to have full stadiums. We have to be realistic now. That's not really not going to happen. And let's be, but they can plan for it because the University of Alabama put a ticker tape. Everybody went crazy. How are they going to have a full stadium? But Cecil Hurd and Brother Stallworth, you know Cecil Hurd, and he said,
yep,
you have to plan for it even though it don't happen. So we had to keep that in mind. So they're planning for 100,000, but he said we got to plan for it, but it goes good for selling tickets. So that's what we're talking about in 2021, COVID-19. Just the last thing, I want to give a shout-out to Coach Stallworth, and you might want to hear this. And I went and pulled some, did some research on the teams that won the most state championship in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to call out a couple of these boys. These are boys. The team that is two teams that have was tied for winning the most state championships in basketball in what I'm going to say in a time when we integrated. And that's R.C. Hatch from 1978 to 2008.
Eugene Mason. Eugene Mason. Coach Eugene Mason.
There you go. St. Jude High School is another school that won 10 state championships. They're tied for the top. However, that's from 1973 to 2014. But they also made a note, the association noted, in 1966, 1967, St. Jude won the Alabama Interscholastic Athletic Association Championship, so that gives them 12 state championships. So we're going to say another hand clap to St. Jude for leading it the most championship. Come on, man. I say give a hand clap. That's what I'm talking about. So the school that closed on Fairview will be at the top, even though they've been closed for over 6-7 years now? 5-7
At least.
Years? At least.
At least.
And everybody else struggling. The closest school to is Madison Academy with 7. That's still playing. Winona with 6. Butler with 6. Central Tuscaloosa, Woodlawn got 6. Francis Mary. We know about Francis Mary because our frat brother was down there.
Yeah, Willie Jackson.
Willie Jackson. And whether people want to believe it or not, Sidney Lanier High School have 6 state championships. From 1949 to 2001. You can say what you want, but they still count because the association, they merged and they created this association under the name of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. So we're going to applaud them. I just want to give them a shout out. And we're at the end of the show, Brother Stallworth. It's been awesome, man. I think everybody got some awesome information. You know, we thank you for being a part of it. We just want you to be responsible. Hashtag responsible. Hashtag make sure you keep in mind one life does matter. Brother Stallworth, you can jump in right there.
I want everybody to be reminded that we need to be very cognizant and respectful for Afro-American history because we are somebody. We need to stop. We need to start worrying about living and stop slogan Black Lives Matter when all I see every morning is Black lives being taken away.
Come on,
serve somebody. Serve somebody and be a servant. And it's one thing that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did say, anybody can serve. All you need is a heart full of grace, generated by a soul full of love. Again,
come on now,
thank you so very much for listening. Have a nice day. You take that day, and don't let that day take you.
Awesome. Thank you, Brother Stallworth. We had an awesome show tonight. I tell you, we're going to come every other Wednesday. It's not going to be every Wednesday. We get a team a chance to catch a break, and it gives me as well, you know, every other Wednesday. So in 2 weeks, we'll be back in it. We're going to be grinding. We're going to hopefully have everybody here in 2 weeks. We'll be talking about some NCAA. We'll be talking about the champions of the team we could not call champion tonight until they complete their journey, which will end Saturday morning for the 2A boys and girls. So it's been awesome. I thank you so much. Hashtag, again, responsible. Hashtag, look up there, One Life Matters. Hashtag, keep on grinding. Hashtag, M-I-D-W-I-D. Make sure you keep in mind, make it do what it do. That's what it's all about. Hashtag, communicate. I want you to call your family members. If you can't see them face to face, give them a hug. Tell them you love them. Do it virtually, but tell them you love them. We want to tell each and every one of the people joining us, we love you. Evangelist underscore Jacqueline underscore D underscore Pruitt. Thank you, Evangelist. Tony Brown, 7717. Thank you for joining us. You tell me, take care of Coach. So that's one of our players that know you. Then and it's Tara Slater, our brother of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Thank you. Also, the Director of Education for the state of Alabama for Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. He's joining us. Thank you so much, Brother Slater, for doing it right there. And we have Marquise Royal. Thank you so much. We also have Tanisha. I kind of lost it when I was trying to call. We have Tanisha Caldwell joining us, I believe. We also have Marvin Smith, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We have Rachel Robinson, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We have many other, but my system kind of regenerating itself, but I'm going to make sure I give them a shout out. But as we get ready to leave, I always tell you, it's all about love. It's all about love. Throw up them L's and give it to somebody else. We have Nicole Davidson, one of my former students from McKenzie School, who's serving United States Army. Stationed in the state of Georgia, we want to say thank you for your service. We also have Tanisha Banks Wilkes, Charla Ousley, Renee Johnson Higginpat, again, Rachel Robinson joining us. Those people, we want to give you a shout out. Thank you so much. We want you to keep on grinding, but tell those individuals you love them, because I'm going to tell you emphatically how I feel about you, because it's all about in the moment. It's all about that we're going to have some challenging times ahead of us. But you know what? We can't give up. We can't let this win. We can't let it happen. We have to do as we're told and follow our Lord and Savior, along with where he puts his hand on the scientist who offers us the best thought, the best ideal of being successful. Let's do that. Mask up. I started the show with a mask up, Brother Starward, with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity on it. Mask up. Get yourself masked up. Don't be walking out without a mask. Wash your hands. Stay 6 feet away. And then stay at home. There's nothing wrong with that. If we want to live and we want to move into 22 like we should be able to do, then do those things. And I think we have a real good chance to be very successful in 2022. It will be what we say a new norm, but we'll be able to use, because people will be still wearing masks. You can't take that away from them, because that's going to be their choice. People wearing masks before COVID came because they had respiratory situation going on. So as I say, as I close, we're down about 16 minutes, and that's the little extra time I put on. I love you, and I'm going to thing you can do about it. I love you. out because I forgot to give a shout out to Minister Denise Stephanie. She's joined us on the other Facebook device. I don't want to forget her. She's coming with us tomorrow. She talks on the 1 o'clock show when she gets an opportunity behind the Mass Ministry. So have an awesome rest of the evening. Again, I love you, people. I love you.